CCB Bylaws Draft of March 10, 2018. Preamble. We, the members of the California Council of the Blind, having established in 1934 the CCB as an organization dedicated to the full equality and opportunity in society for Californians who are blind and low vision, and now seeking, through revision of our governing document, to renew our organization and our commitment in response to the demands of today's changing world, do hereby establish these bylaws to reflect continuity with the values and principles that have historically defined our organization through policies and resolutions. Reiterate our commitment to a self-governing organization in which people who are blind and low vision are the supreme authority, maintaining control over our own decisions and lives. Develop mechanisms for acquiring the necessary management, fundraising, legal, financial, and technological expertise to assure the viability and success of the organization and to maximize its ability to meet the challenges of the future, and devise administrative and accountability structures to ensure that the authority delegated to officers and staff is utilized in ways that maximize its effectiveness and that preserve membership, authority, and control. Article 1. Name. The name of this organization shall be the California Council of the Blind. All references to CCB or to the council contained herein or contained in other documents filed or prepared by this organization shall be understood as references to the California Council of the Blind. Section 1.1. All references in these bylaws to people who are blind shall be understood to include people who are visually impaired. Article 2. Purposes. The purposes of the CCB remain those embodied in its history and include to expand the economic opportunities, stimulate the remunerative employment, and promote the general welfare of people who are blind in California, and to cooperate with the American Council of the Blind in promoting the welfare everywhere of people who are blind. Article 3. Governance. Operating under the laws of the United States and of the State of California, CCB is a nonprofit, grassroots membership organization governed by its membership in accordance with these bylaws and operated by its members, officers, and staff in accordance with their respective roles as set forth below. Section 3.1. In the decisions it makes, the policies it adopts, and the activities it undertakes, the supreme authority of the CCB shall be its members acting through its board of directors and staff. Section 3.2. The organizational units of the organization, as described below, have designated responsibilities and authority to make decisions, to develop policies and procedures, to ensure compliance with these bylaws and with the requirements of law, and to conduct the day-to-day work of a modern, not-for-profit organization. Section 3.3. For the achievement of its purposes, the fulfillment of its responsibilities, and the conduct of its affairs, CCB consists of the following components, all described in greater detail in further articles of these bylaws. Section 3.3.1. Its membership. Deliberating and acting in annual convention. Section 3.3.2. Its president. carrying out the instructions of the membership, supervising the chief executive officer, leading the board, and presenting the organization in a variety of relationships and community settings. Section 3.3.3, its chief executive officer, CEO, who is the only employee reporting directly to the board of directors, who is supervised by the president, and who is fully empowered to maintain all operational needs of the CCB as set forth in the approved annual budget and the CEO position description, which is reinforced through the board staff communications policy. Section 3.3.4, its officers and directors carrying out the duties assigned to them, making and implementing policy decisions delegated to them or needing to be made between annual conventions, approving budgets and expenditures and other measures, working with such experts as may be recruited from time to time to address matters beyond the expertise of the board, and serving on such committees as may be created for various organizational purposes. Section 3.3.4. Its chapters and at-large members representing the organization in their local communities and with their peer groups, cooperating in statewide organizational initiatives, contributing to their local communities through technology assistance, advocacy, scholarship programs, and senior citizen outreach, and developing creative strategies to meet the identified and emerging needs and concerns of their members. Section 3.4. In any instances of disagreement over the roles governing this organization, these bylaws shall be the controlling authority. Any situation not covered by these bylaws shall be governed by the latest edition of Robert's Rules of Order. Section 3.5. The President and Board of Directors shall develop policy and administrative guidance when required dealing with matters of administration, internal operations, time frames and activities, allocation of responsibilities, chapter relationships, and such other matters as may be necessary to facilitate the efficiency, legal compliance, and overall well-being of the CCB. Section 3.5.1. These policy statements will be widely announced and will be made available in accessible formats. Section 3.5.2. Such policies shall be in effect unless overridden by the membership in the manner described in Section 5.5.3 of these bylaws. Article 4, Affiliation. Section 4.1. The California Council of the Blind shall be an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind, ACB, a national membership organization. Section 4.2. The nature of this affiliation is one of reciprocity and mutual respect rooted in history and shared values and perpetuated in mutual efforts. Article 5, Convention, Section 5.1. There shall be a regularly scheduled meeting of the California Council of the Blind annually, known as the Conference and Convention, the time and place to be fixed in advance. The annual conference and convention will demonstrate adherence to an elastic clause, meaning that it will adjust to the world's ever-changing climate and digital environment to maintain its effectiveness and credibility. Section 5.2. The members of the California Council of the Blind assembled at CCB's annual convention shall be the supreme authority of the organization. Section 5.2.1. At the beginning of each convention, the membership assembled shall adopt convention rules. Section 5.3. The convention will perform the duties and carry out its responsibilities as follows. Section 5.3.1. Elect officers and board members. Section 5.3.2. Receive and discuss reports from the CEO, the president, the treasurer, and other pertinent sources. Section 5.3.3. Decide on all matters duly brought before the convention for input or vote. Section 5.3.4. Resolve any questions as to its own procedures or voting, including delegates, credentials, or discipline. Section 5.3.5. Adopt resolutions embodying organizational policies, strategies, and goals. Section 5.3.6. Provide a mutually respectful forum for the full and free expression and exchange of thoughts and concerns among the members. Section 5.4. In performing its responsibilities as set forth above, the convention's voting shall be subject to the following requirements. Section 5.4.1. For votes to be binding, a quorum must exist, defined as at least one-third of the chapter delegates or their alternates, and at least 50 individual voting members being present and voting. Section 5.4.2. For analysis of all voting issues to be fair and thorough, measures shall be adopted to ensure that the substance of any issue, together with relevant background documents or statements, are made fully available to the membership in a reasonable time in advance of the proposed vote and the time allotted for discussion and debate, and with time allotted for discussion and debate. Section 5.5. In the fulfillment of its responsibilities, the convention shall observe the following margins for its decisions. Section 5.5.1. For amendment of these bylaws, a two-thirds majority shall be required. Section 5.5.2. For election of officers and board members, a majority shall be required. In the event no majority is achieved, a second round of voting, including the top two vote recipients, shall be immediately conducted. Section 5.5.3. For rejection of a policy adopted by the board since the last convention, a two-thirds majority shall be required. Section 5.5.4. For adoption of a resolution, a majority shall be required. Section 5.5.5. for expulsion of an individual member or chapter, a 3/4 majority shall be required, except that no vote on expulsion shall take place without the member or chapter being given the opportunity to offer a defense, Specific rules and guidelines shall be developed and set forth in a policy document. Section 5.5.6. For removal of an officer or board member, a majority of 3/4 shall be required. Section 5.5.7. For suspension of a member or chapter, a 2/3 majority shall be required, and specific rules and guidelines shall be developed and set forth in a policy document. Section 5.5.8. In elections, individual votes will be cast by secret ballot. Article 6. Officers and directors. Section 6.1. Between conventions and throughout the year in the performance of its duties, CCB shall be governed by its officers and directors. Section 6.2. The officers of this organization shall be the President, the First and Second Vice Presidents, the Secretary, the Treasurer, and the immediate past president. Section 6.2.1. The president and the 2 vice presidents shall be legally blind. Section 6.3. All members in good standing shall be eligible to run for election to the board of directors. Section 6.3.1. The board shall consist of 15 persons, the 6 officers, and the 9 directors. Section 6.3.2. All candidates running for office are strongly encouraged but not required to submit a candidate statement no less than 30 days prior to the beginning of the convention. All candidates have up to 5 minutes at the election to have up to 2 people speak on their behalf. Section 6.4. All terms of office shall last for 2 years commencing on July 1st of the year in which the election was held and ending on June 30. Section 6.4.1. In the event that the annual convention in any year does not occur before July 1, terms of office of current members shall continue until the date that such convention. New terms shall begin immediately following the election and will end on the date they otherwise would have. Section 6.4.2. Elections shall be staggered, with the President, the Second Vice President, and the Treasurer being elected in even-numbered years, the First Vice President and the Secretary to be elected in odd-numbered years. The Board elections shall likewise be staggered so that 4 directors are elected in even-numbered years and 5 directors are elected in odd-numbered years. Section 6.5. Officers and directors shall not serve more than 3 consecutive terms in any given office. Section 6.5.1. An individual who completes an unexpired term shall not be charged with a term for purposes of term limits. Section 6.6. In the event that an officer or a board member vacates their position prior to the scheduled end of their term, the president with the concurrence of a majority of the board, shall appoint a replacement who shall serve for the remainder of the term. Section 6.6.1. In case of a vacancy in the office of the president, a special election will be held by the executive committee made up of the remaining officers to determine who will serve as the new president for the remainder of the term. Section 6.6.2. In the event of a vacancy in the CEO position, the president shall assume the duties of the position until a successor can be hired. Section 6.7. Officers or directors may be censured, suspended, or removed from the board only under certain circumstances and only after a hearing before the board or membership. Detailed reasons and procedures will be provided in a policy document. The board may censure or suspend a board member for cause, but may only remove an officer or director if that person does something illegal or detrimental to the interests of the council. If a board member is removed at the convention, then a special election will immediately follow to elect a replacement. Anyone elected under such circumstances will serve out the remainder of the existing term, and this term will not count as a term for purposes of term limits. If the director is removed between conventions, then the position will remain vacant until the next convention, when it will be filled by a regular or special election. Section 6.7.1. When a board member is censured, they will receive written notice of disapproval and warning that if the offending behavior continues, suspension and/or removal could result. Section 6.7.2. Upon imposition of a suspension, the suspended officer or director forfeits the right to vote as a member of the board, participate in board deliberations, or in any way to be a part of board communications. Section 6.8. The roles of the board officers shall be consistent with roles practiced across the nonprofit sector and documented in individual position descriptions. Position descriptions will remain elastic and consistent with the changing world. These duties will be detailed in a board policy document. Section 6.9. In general, as the leadership body of the organization and to satisfy its fiduciary responsibilities, the board of directors is responsible for Section 6.9.1. Promoting membership development by supporting the work and development of chapters, expanding community partnerships, and program expansion. Ensuring scrupulous compliance with all government and regulatory requirements. Conducting annual board performance review. Maintaining a relevant conflict of interest and confidentiality policy signed on an annual basis by all board members, and adhering to data security practices as set forth in the applicable board policy document. Section 6.9.2. All people elected or appointed as officers and board members shall commit to serious and sustained engagement in the work of the organization, reflecting commitment of time, talent, or treasure. Section 6.10. The board shall establish such standing or special committees as it deems necessary. Standing committees shall exist until and unless terminated by the board, and special committees shall exist for designated periods or pending the completion of the tasks for which they were created. Section 6.10.1. Standing committees shall initially include awards, budget and finance, bylaws, governmental affairs, membership, publications, resolutions, and scholarship. Section 6.10.2. Committee appointments shall be made by the president, any board member or any member of the organization in good standing shall be eligible for appointment to a committee. Section 6.10.3. Non-members of the organization may be appointed to special committees under circumstances where their knowledge or expertise shall more not otherwise readily available within the organization are needed, or where in-depth expertise not readily available from within the organizational ranks is required. Article VII, Article 7, Council Membership, Section 7.1. All persons duly recognized by their chapters as members in good standing shall automatically be members of the California Council of the Blind. Section 7.2. All persons choosing to join the CCB as members at large who pay their dues directly to CCB and are otherwise in good standing shall have the full rights of membership. Section 7.3. CCB shall have three membership types. Section 7.3.1. Active membership shall be anyone at least 16 years of age in good standing. Section 7.3.2. Life members shall be persons who have received the status of life membership. Once a person's life membership is fully paid, that person shall not be required by CCB to pay additional dues to maintain their membership rights. Section 7.3.3. Apprentice members shall be individuals under the age of 16 who shall be entitled to all privileges of membership except voting or holding position on the board of directors. Article 8, CCB chapters, Section 8.1. CCB affiliation consists of local or regional chapters and of statewide special interest affiliates, paren, hereinafter also known as chapters. Section 8.1.1. An individual may join more than one chapter, exercising full rights of membership and voting in each and paying dues to each, except for the purposes of voting at the annual CCB convention. An individual may cast only one vote on their own behalf. At-large members who join a chapter shall give up their at-large status. Section 8.2. Any group of 10 or more individuals, a majority of whom are blind, as determined by self-declaration, may apply for affiliation as a chapter of the California Council of the Blind. Section 8.2.2. To be accepted for affiliation as a CCB chapter and to remain in good standing, The group shall, Section 8.2.2.1, submit to the CCB office such information and documentation at such time and in such manner as the Council may require. Section 8.2.2.2. Provide such certifications and commitments as the Council may deem necessary, including the timely provision of membership, activity, and financial information, and full cooperation in all matters bearing upon legal compliance. Section 8.3. Existing chapters which have already incorporated themselves under the laws of the State of California and/or which have obtained their own federal/state tax-exempt certificates will be permitted to maintain these statuses, except that either status lapses, the affiliate may not renew it and will instead operate under CCB's corporate and tax-exempt umbrella. Section 8.3.1. New chapters seeking affiliation will operate under CCB's corporate tax-exempt certificate. Section 8.4. The privileges including a chapter's right to vote at the annual convention and to participate in organizational funding and program initiatives are summarized in these bylaws and will be set forth in full detail in board policies. Section 8.4.1. Any chapter not retaining at least 10 members, paren, a majority of whom are blind by self-declaration, paren, for 2 consecutive years shall be deemed inactive and may be subject to withdrawal of its charter upon vote of the CCB Board of Directors or by the membership at an annual convention. For purposes of determining chapter membership, the CCB President, who is an ex officio member of all chapters, shall not be counted except for any chapters where the President has paid dues for that chapter. Section 8.4.2. No funds in the possession of or under the ownership or control of any chapter shall inure to the benefit of any individual. And in the event of the dissolution or inactivity of any chapter, including dissolution as a result of membership decline, its funds and other property shall revert after payment of its debts and obligations to the CCB. Each chapter shall include this non-inurement provision in its governing documents. Section 8.4.3. All chapters shall adopt and implement the Council's conflict of interest policy as set forth in the conflict of interest policy document adopted by the Council pursuant to these bylaws. Section 8.5. On all matters coming before the annual convention of the CCB, each chapter shall have a minimum of 5 votes. Once the chapter has more than 25 members, its number of votes will be determined by dividing the total number of members by 5 and rounding to the nearest whole number. Section 8.5.1. If a delegate or alternate delegate is not present or otherwise available to cast the chapter's vote, The chapter's vote shall not be cast. However, each individual chapter member in attendance shall retain his or her right to vote as an individual. Section 8.6. Each chapter shall collect dues annually from its members in an amount to be determined by the chapter. Section 8.6.1. Each chapter shall annually pay such portion of member dues or such other funds as may be required to the council office. Section 8.7. When a chapter violates these bylaws, the board of directors may, by majority vote, suspend the chapter for a period no longer than until the next regular council convention. The convention shall then vote on disciplining the chapter, with all options ranging from full reinstatement to expulsion open to it, as it sees fit, subject to the limitations and percentage threshold requirements set forth in Article 5 on voting. Article 9, the Chief Executive Officer and Staff. Section 9.1, the Chief Executive Officer, CEO, is appointed by the board and is supervised by the president. The full job duties of the CEO are included in the CEO position description. The CEO is the only employee reporting directly through the president to the board. All additional staff report to the CEO. Section 9.2. All staff of all types, classifications, report to the CEO. Selection and termination of staff are generally handled in conjunction with the board policies. Selection and termination of staff are generally handled in conjunction with the board president, but the CEO has the ultimate authority to select and discipline all staff up to and including termination from employment with the CCB. All staff adhere to the board staff communication policy at all times. Section 9.3. The CEO is responsible for maintaining internal policies and procedures approved by the board and maintaining compliance with all employment requirements and reporting obligations. The CEO is also responsible for the creation, implementation, and accountability of routine day-to-day policies and procedures required for smooth organizational operations. Section 9.4. The CEO works in collaboration with the board, president, and committees in compliance with the board staff communication policy. Section 9.5. The CEO seeks out, negotiates, and manages all contracts and agreements, and acts as the signatory for such agreements, except where the president is required to do so. Article 10, Amendments. These bylaws may be amended at the annual conference and convention, provided such proposed amendments has been presented to the Bylaws Committee at least 2 days prior to the day on which the final action is taken. Any proposed amendment shall have a first reading to the convention without discussion and a second reading at least one general session later with discussion if necessary, after which the vote can be taken. Article 11, Gifts, Bequests, and Contracts. Section 11.1. All activities connected with seeking, receiving, and managing gifts and bequests shall be carried out in accordance with the organization's gift acceptance policy, except as specified in Section 11.4, practices will be developed for dealing with gifts and bequests received prior to the implementation of CCB's gift acceptance policy. Section 11.2, except as otherwise specified, all gifts and bequests shall be administered and managed in strict conformance with the highest standards of fiscal accountability, including Section 11.2.1, selection by the Treasurer or by such other official as the President may determine of an investment manager whose stewardship shall include information the organization of the benchmarks used to evaluate investment performance, who shall consult with the Treasurer or other designated representative in the selection of suitable investments, who shall adhere to a fiduciary standard in the allocation of organizational assets and in the furnishing of advice, and who shall cooperate in ensuring that information and options made available to the Treasurer and Board are accessible to persons who are blind or have low vision. Section 11.2.2. The Treasurer shall report to the Board at such intervals and in such detail as the Board may direct on the performance and other details concerning gift and bequest funds. Section 11.3. The Council hereby provides for the creation of an endowment fund for the purpose of soliciting and investing funds for use in promoting the purposes of the Council as set forth in Article 2 of these bylaws. The name of the fund shall be the Newell Perry Endowment Trust. The trust shall be administered by a board of trustees comprised of three trustees. Section 11.3.1. Three trustees shall be selected by the board of directors of the California Council of the Blind. Should a trustee resign or be incapacitated for any reason, such trustee shall be replaced by the council board of directors. Section 11.3.2. The trustees shall serve without compensation. Their duties shall be to accept, receive, and hold, invest, and reinvest contributions to the Newell Perry Endowment Trust with interest thereon and additions and accretions thereto, and such other income that might accrue. Upon the order of the Board of Directors of the California Council of the Blind, the trustees shall pay out and distribute the earned income for the purposes set forth in this article. The Board of Directors shall not order the expenditure of the corpus unless an amendment is adopted for that purpose as provided in Article 10 of these bylaws. Section 11.3.3. the trustees shall comply with the provisions of the California Business and Professions Code reflecting charitable solicitations and shall file such reports as may be necessary to obtain or maintain approval of the tax-exempt status of the Newell Perry Endowment Trust, California Council of the Blind, and the Internal Revenue Service, and the State of California Franchise Tax Board. Section 11.3.4. The Council Board of Directors shall determine at any regular meeting whether any or all of the trustees shall be bonded and in what amount to guarantee the faithful performance of their duties, or whether any or all of the trustees shall serve without bond. If the Council Board of Directors takes no action on this subject, the trustees shall serve without bond, but if bond is required, then bond premiums shall be paid from the Newell Perry Endowment Trust funds. Section 11.3.5. The trustees shall account to the Council Board of Directors quarterly, providing such information as the board shall direct. All solicitations for investments shall be subject to the approval or ratification of the board. No expenditure of trust funds shall be made unless two trustees shall sign therefor. Section 11.3.6. The Board of Trustees, with the approval of the Council Board of Directors, may adopt such rules and regulations consistent with the provisions of this article as they may deem advisable for the administration of the trust funds. Section 11.3.7. In case any funds are donated with a specific purpose within the meaning or use of these trust funds, the wishes of the donor shall be respected as far as possible. Section 11.3.8. The trustees shall prepare a report to the membership at the council's annual convention. Section 11.4. Funds received by the organization pursuant to contracts, grants, or otherwise for the conduct of specified organizational activities, and to be used within specified periods of time, shall be administered in accordance with the conditions and reporting requirements applicable to their receipt, but shall not comprise any part of the organization's gifts and bequests portfolio. Article 12, Dissolution of the Council. The California Council of the Blind is organized pursuant to the general nonprofit corporation laws of the State of California. The property of the council is irrevocably dedicated to charitable purposes, and in the event of liquidation, dissolution, or abandonment of the council, after providing for the debts and obligations thereof, the remaining assets will not inure to the benefit of any private person, but will be dispersed to the American Council of the Blind. However, should such dispersal not be possible, these assets will be disposed of in such manner as may be dictated by a decree of the Superior Court of the county in which the council's agent, and service of process is located. Upon petition, therefore, by the Attorney General or any person concerned with the liquidation, dissolution, or abandonment in proceedings to which the Attorney General shall be a party, with special emphasis given, unless otherwise stipulated in accordance with the laws of the State of California, to contribute such assets to another California charitable organization having similar or identical goals as does this organization. This concludes the bylaws.